From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Polling suggests that two-thirds of Americans support legalizing marijuana federally. ModernFarmer.com reports while industrial hemp has been federally legal since the 2018 Farm Bill, marijuana remains federally illegal. But a new bill proposal from Democratic Senators Chuck Schumer of New York, Cory Booker of New Jersey, and Ron Wyden of Oregon seeks to change that. This bill would remove marijuana from the list of banned drugs under the Controlled Substance Act, allowing the feds to regulate and tax it. The USDA is providing up to $200 million to provide relief to timber harvesting and timber hauling businesses that have experienced losses due to COVID-19. It's part of the USDA's Pandemic Assistance for Producers initiative. Loggers and truckers can apply for assistance through USDA's Farm Service Agency through October 15th. The Pandemic Assistance for Timber Harvesters and Haulers program is administered in partnership with the U.S. Forest Service. The House Ag Committee approved a bill last week to provide $43 billion over 8 years to bring broadband service to hundreds of thousands who currently lack access. According to Agriculture.com, $36 billion of that would go to loans, grants, and loan guarantees for the construction or improvement of internet service in small towns and rural areas with poor or no service. An additional $2.4 million would pay for pilot projects to test broadband technologies. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.